Hello, my name is Wesley.
And I'm Nikki.
We are going to read Crime Busters, page 81, titled
Land to the Slaughter by Roald Dahl. The room was warm and clean. The curtains drawn, the two table lights alight, hers and the one by the empty chair of on the sideboard behind her, two tall glasses, soda water, whiskey, fresh ice cubes in a thermos bucket. Mary Maloney was waiting for her husband to come home from work.
Now and again, she would glance up at the clock, but without anxiety, merely to please herself with the thought that each minute gone by made it near the time when he would come. There was a slow, smiling air about her, and about everything she did. The drop of the head as she bent over her sewing was curiously hand-gloved, her skin pink, for this was her 6 month with child, has acquired a wonderful translucent quality. The mouth was soft, and the eyes, with their new placid look, seemed larger, darker than before.
When the clock said 10 minutes to five, she began to listen, and a few moments later, eventually as always, she heard the tires of the vehicle outside, and the car door slamming, the footsteps passing the window, the key turning in the lock. She laid aside her sewing, stood up, and went over to see as he came in.
Hello, darling, she said.
Hello, he answered.
She took his coat and hung it in the closet. Then she walked over and made the drinks. A strongish one for him, a weak one for herself. As soon as she was back again in her chair with the sewing, and he in the other opposite, holding the tall glass with both his hands, rocking it so the ice cubes tinkled again against the glass.
For her, this was always a blissful time of sewing. She knew he didn't want to speak much until the first ring was finished. And she, on her side, was content to sit quietly, enjoying his company after the long hours alone in the house. She loved to luxuriate in the presence of this man, and to feel almost as a sub butter used the sun. That warm milk glow came out of him when they were alone together. She loved him for the way he sat loosely in a chair, for the way he can hit a door, or move slowly across the room with long strides. She loved the intent, far looking in his eyes, when they rested on him, the funny shape of the mouth, and especially the way he remained silent about his tiredness, sitting still with himself and his whiskey and taking some of it away. Tired, darling.
Yes, he said. I am tired. As he spoke, he did an unusual thing. He lifted his glass and drained it in one swallow, although there was still half of it, at least half of it left. She wasn't really watching him, but she knew what he had done because she heard the ice cubes falling back against the bar of the empty glass when he lowered his arms. He paused a moment, leaning forward in the chair, then he got up and went slowly over to fetch himself a matter.
I'll get it, she cried, jumping up.
Sit down.
When he came back, she noticed that the new drink was dark amber, the quantity of whiskey in it.
Darling, shall I get your slippers?
No.
She watched him as he began to sip the dark yellow drink, and she could see little oily swirls in the liquid because it was so strong.
I think it's a shame, she said. That when a policeman gets to as near as you, keep him walking about on his feet all day long.
He didn't answer, so she bent her head again and went on with her sewing. But each time he lifted the drink to his lips, she heard the ice cubes clinging against the side of the glass.
Darling, she said, would you like to get you some cheese? I haven't made any supper because it's thirsty.
No, he said.
If you're too tired to eat now, she went on. It's still not too late. There's plenty of meat and stuff in the freezer, and you can have it right here. And not even move out of the chair.
Do not prevent the recording. We should continue with that tomorrow.